In 1981, then-President Ronald Reagan proclaimed the first-ever Crime Victim Rights Week. Arizona passed its own Victims Bill of Rights in 1991, and as part of marking Victims Rights Week in the state, Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery joins us for a few minutes. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is the significance of Victims Rights Week? Why is it so important to mark it?
Well, it's because, you know, as you were laying out, back in 1981, President Reagan called for a task force to review the status of victims within our criminal justice system. And since then, we've made great strides in bringing victims into the courtroom as not just a piece of evidence, but as someone who also is a part of those proceedings. Yet, because victim involvement in the criminal justice system doesn't have nearly the same kind of place within the culture of the criminal justice system, constantly affirming the need to protect and defend those rights and making people aware of those rights is necessary until we have truly justice for all, for everyone involved.
So why then is the right to be informed kind of the linchpin of the Victims' Bill of Rights? What does it afford a victim of crime?
Well, and just for comparison's sake here, because I'm not trying to equate the two, but if you look at the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Miranda v. Arizona, they declared that, you know, a suspect has to be informed of their rights so that they can make informed decisions. Well, the exact same sort of parallel or corollary, if you will, is for a victim to know what their rights are, they need to be provided notice, too, of those rights. And then a linchpin within that notice, too, is notice of the proceedings that are going to be held and the opportunities they have to be heard.
Bill, this is sort of a two-edged question. I'm sort of going in two different directions on this. From one sense, do you think victims have been, or families of victims have been or had been ignored to some extent before, and did that have some impact on what was going on? And when we put victims' families in a situation like this, in a courtroom setting, does that emotion cause, could it possibly cause some degree of unfairness, frankly?
Well, in the first place, yes, victims and their families were excluded from courtrooms. They were not allowed to be present, even though a defendant and the defendant's entire family and town could be on hand for the defendant. So that fundamental unfairness and saying, well, why is the person who's also directly impacted by this crime excluded from these proceedings? And so that then leads into, I think, the second part of your question. So if victims are present, can that result in some sort of unfairness or influence on the proceedings? And I would say no more so than the accused murderer's mother sitting in the front row in tears as her son waits to hear a jury's verdict. And in that regard, I don't think that we are giving jurors in our criminal justice system enough credit that when they're being asked to make decisions, it's based on facts. And keep in mind as well that the whole criminal justice process and its search for the truth is not saying on day one when attorneys stand up and give their opening statements, this here is the victim and this is the person who, jury, you're going to find guilty because this victim's here. We still have the entire process that has to play out. So in my experience, I've never seen a jury unduly influenced by the presence of a victim or their family.
As we mentioned a couple of minutes ago, this has been in effect in Arizona since 1991. Any tweaks that have happened in recent years that have made the situation, made the bill better?
Yes, I think so. Well, we had our Victims' Bill of Rights initially passed in 1990, overwhelmingly by voters, and then 1991 was the implementing legislation. And since then, we have had to continue to make tweaks because, again, the longstanding culture of the criminal justice system has been one where the balance was more towards protecting the rights of the accused. So some recent changes that we had to make, number one, we had to make it clear that a minor victim of crime can have a therapy dog in the courtroom to assist them with testifying. Overwhelmingly, judges in Maricopa County were allowing that. But we had one or two judges who just refused to understand that a victim's constitutional right to be free from intimidation, harassment, or abuse encompassed being able to have a therapy dog present. We've also had to adjust the statutes to make it more clear that a victim's attorney really can present information on their behalf in a restitution hearing. And we've also had to litigate cases in Arizona appellate courts where judges have still, to this day, within the last couple of years, refused to allow victims to be in the courtroom, refused to allow a victim's attorney to be heard on the record. So, we still are having to underscore and enhance these rights to make sure that they are carried out and protected.
Bill Montgomery is Maricopa County Attorney. He joined us to talk about Victim Rights Weeks in Arizona. Bill, thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.